My mom told me I should have a safety network. It's a few people I can talk to about anything.
That sounds great. It's really important to have people you can trust. Psalm 91, verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. Hi, guys. I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Today's devotional is all about staying safe. Let's hear our story first, and then I'll share some more Bible verses about how God keeps us safe. Our story today is called Safety Net. Natalie and Sarah sat in the grass waiting for the bus. Sarah was quiet this morning. She had something on her mind. What are you thinking about? Natalie asked. Sarah looked up. I was just thinking about a conversation that I had with my mom yesterday. What about? Asked Natalie. Well, Mom talked to me about something called a safety network. She seemed pretty serious about it. Natalie looked confused. What's a safety network? It's a list of 5 people that I trust, like my mom, my dad, our teacher, Mrs. Schenk, my aunt, and my grandma. Those are the people that I can talk to about anything. Mom says that if anyone ever says or does anything to me that makes me feel uncomfortable, I can always go talk to the people in my safety network. Natalie nodded. Yeah, my mom told me something like that too. I think it's a good idea to have a plan in case anything scary ever happens. Sarah nodded her agreement. Do you remember last summer when our moms took us to the circus? She asked. That man walking the tightrope had a safety net underneath him. That way, even if something scary happened, he knew he would be safe. Mom said that a safety network is kind of like that. Yeah, that makes sense, Natalie said. Talking to my mom about it also made me thankful to be a Christian, she added. Sarah looked confused. What do you mean? Well, Natalie started, when my mom and I were talking, we read a chapter in the Bible about how God is our protector and that we can always trust Him. Natalie reached into her backpack and pulled out her little Bible. Here, I put a bookmark in it. It's in the Psalms. You can read it on the way to school. They both stood up when they heard the bus rumbling closer. Sarah turned and waved to her mom, who had been watching them from the porch. You're right, Natalie, Sarah said after she read the passage in Natalie's Bible on the way to school. It makes me feel really good knowing that God is in my safety network, too. The part of the Bible Sarah read on the way to school was Psalm 91, verses 1 through 4. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield. So how about you? Do you have a safety network? A list of people you can talk to about anything. Having a safety network is very important. If you don't have one, talk to your mom or dad about who should be in it. And God wants to be a part of it too. Go to Him when things in your life get scary and ask Him for protection and guidance. Our key verse is Psalm 91, verse 2. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. And our key thought for the day, have a safety network. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids. As always, I've enjoyed spending time with you today. My name is Zach, and I'll look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.